And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Neptune's Car just mentioned to the folks listening to the calendar that they are playing very soon in our area. Former guest of ours, we're going to take a track from their most recent CD right now, Letters from the Road. Here's In the Blue Room on Out of the Woods.
Under starlight the big night, I'll gently rock you till dreams fill your eyes. In the blue room shines a full moon. Sleep now, my darlings, until the sunrise. You'll be there soon by the gold moon. Just steer your ship to the hip of Orion. Make a wish on a shooting star. Glide by the crab with great care. Drift by the bull if you dare. May the black dome your way home. Just let the stars be your map in the sky. I'll be right here in the green chair. When you awaken, I'll be by your side. You'll be here soon in the blue room. Just steer your ship to the dog and the bear. Fly through the fish, make a wish on a shooting star. Glide by the crab with great care. Drift by the bull if you dare. Come home and I'll meet you there.
In a hotel room in Minneapolis. I woke up that morning in that room, and it was sad in this hotel room. It really was. And I thought, well, what is this? I'm not sad. I'm in a very, you know, happy place in my life. But it really felt sad in this room. And I thought about it a while, and it felt like there was this sad feeling that had been left in the room by the last guest. And I felt sorry for this poor little sad feeling. I did, like it was a puppy or something. And it was like all alone, and, you know, feelings are supposed to be in people, and this one had been abandoned by its owner, so. But it was an intense feeling, and I felt like, well, you poor little sad thing, you can come be in me, because I'm in a real good place, and then we'll both be all right.
No reason, I guess, no dark and troubled time, just a loneliness some traveler left behind. And it had no place to be, so it crept inside of me. But I don't mind. And it nestled right in, just to hang its head and cry for the cold north wind and for the wide, wide winter sky. There'll be no brave face to keep till it's cried itself to sleep. So I won't try. Wakes up, I'll explain how winter always leads to spring. How even when our skies are blue, we need a little lonely too, to keep our hearts stretched open wide, to touch the edge of either side. So I'll keep it right here, this little lonely thing. I'll lend my ear and be kind and comforting. It's the least that I can do, because I've been lonely too. Lonely too. I guess no dark and troubled time, just a loneliness some traveler left behind.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
It's the 10th of January, and I still ain't had no sleep. She comes waltzing in the nighttime made of wings. She is dressed up like a bandit with 100 sparkling rings. Looking for my company to keep. Coming closer to me, she doesn't say a word. In the shadow of the carved rock tower, where the sounds of the night were the only things we heard. In my darkest hour, she don't wanna hear no secrets. She would guarantee me that. She knows there ain't no words that can describe her. With her white silk scarves and her black Spanish hat, she knows there ain't no way I can deny her. Yes, a blue velvet perfume filling up the night. The guards are all asleep that watch the tower. Light held her breast as she easily undressed in my darkest hour. My father's in his chambers with his friends all gathered around. They are plotting their enemy's demise. With their last detail done, they await the coming sun. While I am staring at my lover's eyes, her brothers and her sisters are all through for tonight, pretending that they've just come into power. But she far most of all knows that they can only fall in my darkest hour. melodies while my love awakens me. In the midst of the sunburst first light, my hands are holding up the skies as I hit my opened eyes. Every move just for self, and that's alright. Soon I went along my way with no words I could explain. She began descending to the tower. Her safety now concerns me, her circumstance to blame. In my darkest hour,
and it calls to lift us from our sleep. Look what the daylight's given. Wake up, the woods is living. Sing and be forgiven today. It's a beautiful day, I believe it's a Sunday afternoon. It really don't matter, I spend it looking at her. She makes my memory scatter away, so far away, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful, it's a beautiful day. Season, they grow and find it pleasing today. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Children know the reason. Children know the reason. She shows them every. She shows them every season. Then they grow and then they grow and then they grow and find it pleasing. And what a day it's been for living. Now the sunlight turns into a moon. It's been a good Sunday. Our way is only one way, so listen to the music play away. Listen to the music playing, listen to the music playing, listen to the music saying, listen what the music's saying. Oh, it's a beautiful day. Listen to the music play away.
Most definitely not a beautiful day here in central New Hampshire as the snow is coming down in a big way. But Jonathan Edwards there for you, taking that one from his Honky Tonk Stardust Cowboy album. and It's a Beautiful Day. We'll send that one out to Maureen Schultz. She and I were both on a Jonathan Edwards kick lately. She hosts the show Maureen's Cafe, which is every Sunday on the Global Voice, which is right before the first airing of my show every week. Hers is a live show, though, out there, broadcasting from California. Nice show to check out if you ever want to. Just go to theglobalvoice.info and check out the schedule over there and all the listening options. Also, before that, Arlo Guthrie, one of my favorite Arlo tracks from back in the day. We heard Darkest Hour. And Cheryl Wheeler in there, also brand new stuff, and included the intro on that to Little Lonely Thing. Nice stuff. And Neptune's Car started off the set with In the Blue Room from their most recent CD, Letters from the Road. And they are playing in the area very soon, like I mentioned earlier, in Concord and Mason, I believe. Yes, indeed. All right, well, you are tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. If you want to get in touch, the phone line is open, 526-3494, if you're listening here live and local on a Friday night. Otherwise, via email any old time. I'll be checking that throughout the show, too. outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. Speaking of G's, this guy's got a whole lot of them in his name. Greg Cagno, one of my old buddies from Camp Hoboken. Going back to his CD called Tales from Six in Clinton, we're going to hear one now called From Here on Out of the Woods.
To the floor. From here I can hear the DJs say a little more. I can smell the coffee and the pot, get a little sleep and dream a lot, look in front of what I've got. I can read the papers, they give them out for free. From here I can cut the wires connecting you to me. I can lock the windows and the doors, I can do my laundry with a horse and justify with rent I can afford. Not that I'm complaining, mind you, I'm free to leave any day. Think ahead and look behind you, I'm the only one who makes me stay.
Yeah. So gracefully, I could hear the cardinals and the chickadees calling out to me. It was hot, so I lay down within its cool, dark shade. Through its branches, watched the squirrels at play. Time passed, and with it, my cares of the day. What exactly happened here is anybody's say. Looked over at its trunk and saw a little door. I wondered why I hadn't noticed that before. Oh, I looked a little closer, so it was a jar. And a sign above it read, here is where. Dark and dim in there, but I could see some stairs, and they were leading down, leading deep down into who knows where. A little light it beckoned me, and curious I followed. I bet by now you're thinking this tall tale's too big to swallow. Table was a pin chair where I could sit. Oh, and I sat down and in it I fell fast asleep. All that happened next is still a mystery. It's still a mystery. I awoke and I found something had been dripping down, forming an amber puddle on the ground. And a strange sort of magic here was taking hold. I was covered in a blanket made of black and gold. Honeybees from the honey tree, I could feel their feet and feelers tickling. Their soft and certain humming strangely comforting. Oh, safe and warm inside myself, I felt complete. And the next thing that I knew, those bees were feeding me. They were feeding me honey from the honey tree. Quiet in my chamber, I sat listening to the honeybees. I swear I heard them whispering to me. And the next thing I awoke outside beneath that tree, their words were flying circles in my memory. Words of the honeybees in the honey tree. Sometimes best advice is given free, and some days I'm my own worst enemy. Oh, but there is always honey here, just look and see. For you are always welcome in this honey tree. Here with the honeybees in the honey tree.
Call him quick, I done got something about to make me sick. I've been kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, honey, that's my birthmark. Well, I had a good friend from Alabama, she done got her business all in a jam. She been kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, honey, that's her birthmark. Oh, tell it. She had a date with a scrap. She met a hip cat. Now nobody knows where she ended up. Been kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, honey, that's her birthmark. Get wise, get yourself hip to that crazy jive. Kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, honey, that's my birthmark. Oh, kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, kissing in the dark, honey, that's my birthmark.
That girl can pick. Brand new stuff from Marcy Marxer And her new CD is called Things Are Coming My Way. Actually, I don't know why it's not a Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer album, since Kathy plays on darned near every track on the CD. But anyway, that one's called Kissing in the Dark. Great stuff. Also brand new before that, we heard from Elaine Mahan from her new CD Rise, and Honey Tree, kind of a crazy little story there about some bees. And Linda Scherer in there, our friend and former guest from her most recent CD, Every Day. And we heard Safe House from her and Greg Cagno, going back many years to his Tales from Six and Clinton CD. We heard a track called From Here. Nice stuff. Well, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. We're kind of on the home stretch, a few more sets of music, but we got to take another quick break. We will be right back after this.